From WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. Hundreds of people are locked up every month in Jefferson County who face an addiction or mental health crisis. The jail can't keep up with demand, but police say for now, it's the only option. Officials hope a new crisis center will offer a better choice. In part two of our three-part series, WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen takes a look at the need for mental health care behind bars.
Inside the Jefferson County Jail, it's loud.
So as we come in?
I recently took a tour with Jason Bellinger. He's the jail's health service administrator and has worked here for almost 15 years.
So this is level three. This is the medical floor.
Behind a big metal door, there's a row of cells reserved for people in mental health crisis.
There are six cells, single bed. So if somebody was on suicide watch, or mental health observation, something along those lines, we would house them back here. Again,
Bellinger says these cells are almost always full, so he shows me other cells that they use for overflow.
All right, so this is actually like disciplinary. We sometimes do have to use it for mental health because we have so many mental health patients. We really, you know, hurt for space.
Officials say around 100 people enter the Jefferson County Jail every day, and about 25 of them are experiencing some kind of mental health crisis. Officials say these people need another place to go. The new crisis care center will offer treatment space for 48 individuals who will hopefully stay out of jail altogether.
Jail is generally a threatening place to be.
Amber Simpler is the chief psychologist at NAFCARE, the company that provides medical and mental health care inside the Jefferson County Jail. She says it's a difficult place to create a therapeutic environment.
If you think of the function of a jail setting, it is first and foremost safety and security.
Time behind bars can be traumatic for people in crisis. Phil Pearson still has nightmares about his time in jail. He was locked up years ago during a manic episode. He says he wouldn't follow directions, and the situation escalated.
I remember I refused to take out my shoelaces, and they got pretty upset.
He says jail officials put him in a lockdown unit.
With a cell with, there's no bed, just a toilet. And then I was in there for, I guess, about 18 hours, and they moved me to another cell, and then I flooded it, and they cut the water off. And then I was in there for a couple days until I finally went to court and was released.
Pearson says he had several encounters with the criminal justice system while in crisis. He says whenever he spiraled out of control, people called the police.
And that happens in circumstances all over the country with everybody in mental health crisis. Somebody sees that crisis, so their answer is, what do? We call the police.
And first responders, just like jail officials and medical providers, want more resources. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office is training deputies on valuable intervention strategies. They'll learn to de-escalate tense situations that could prevent some people from ending up in jail. They're also spreading the word about the new crisis center, so police know that soon there'll be another place people can go. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.
Listen tomorrow for part three of our series about the new crisis care center and the services it'll provide. This story was produced with assistance from the Public Media Journalist Association Editor Corps, funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.